With us today is Joseph Merchant. He's from Upper St. Clair. He'll perform live, and then we'll talk a little bit thereafter. Here's Joseph Merchant. Well done. Joseph Merchant here, and I'm curious if you can tell me, you know, a little bit about how you came to select the bassoon as your instrument, because it's an unusual instrument. It's not one commonly picked.
Well, usually the bassoon, most people don't start on the bassoon till later, and they've played another instrument. I played piano. I started in kindergarten, and then I played clarinet for 2 weeks. And there were 12 clarinet players in my private lesson. So I decided that, thanks to my music teacher, and it was double reed day, we were learning all about the double reeds, I saw this thing that looked really small in the bottom corner of the poster she was showing us, and I thought that would be really neat to play that little instrument. And then my band director gave it to me, and it was huge, and I just decided that I liked it because I didn't want to go back to being 1 out of 12, and I mean, I love it. So,
well, you sounded great. What were the pieces, the movements that you just played? What were those from?
I played 3 movements from Galliard's first sonata.
And can you tell me a little bit about your experiences with the Pittsburgh Concert Society and how this has all worked? I know there's an audition, I guess, in a competition. And what's so beautiful is you don't have to be kept waiting for too long. You find out later that day. But preparing for it must be maybe not stressful, but require an awful lot of work.
Well, first they give you a time limit, and you pick your pieces that you want to play that fit that, you know, that period. And I rehearsed with my pianist, Suzanne Pollock, she's great. I really enjoyed working with her. And I picked these 2 pieces that I loved. You audition, and then you get a call that night.
Well, that's terrific. How did you feel on getting that call? Did you think you had nailed it?
I thought I did well, and I didn't know who else was I knew who else was auditioning, but I didn't know how their audition went. And so it's always good to hear that you won something.
Yeah. You know, I haven't asked any other young artists wonder this question. Don't be afraid. It's an easy question. But when you audition, do the judges see you? And do they know your name?
It depends. The Pittsburgh Concert Society auditions, they were not blind auditions. The man, he saw you. You knew who he was. I believe he knew who I was. There are other he did not know. He didn't know who I was, but he did see me. There are other auditions, blind auditions, where you're not seen. They might have your backs turned to you or something like that. And it's, yeah.
Yeah, I, because I've read, I know at least in, I've read that in symphonies, sometimes when studies have been done, women, when auditioning for symphony placements, sometimes a higher proportion of women have been selected by conductors when conductors didn't know they were women and they were behind screens as opposed to when they were seen. And, you know, everybody has biases of some sort, whether they know about it or they don't know about it. And I don't mean to have you draw an inference that all conductors are going to be partial to men over women, but these tests made a pretty convincing case that in one way or another, the screen or having your back turned did make a difference in one direction or another. And it never occurred to me whether in these competitions, I think the judges would probably want to see your technique, I would imagine, or how poised you are, I'm guessing, is part of it. Was that a criteria, do you think, or criterion?
I'm not really sure. I mean, you wouldn't want to stand up and look like a fool. Then again, I mean, if a judge saw it was a woman and she played better than a guy, he's not going to say, oh, no, that's a woman. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's really relevant to symphonies anymore.
Yeah, I hope not. And I don't know if you've had any experience. I just know I've read that, and I hope it's not relevant anymore. It shouldn't be.
Well, I don't think I'll ever know.
Yeah.
So I'm not a woman.
That's a good point. What else do you like to do?
Well, I hope I go into music because bassoon is one of the few things I actually like to do and am possibly good at, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I do just enjoy doing nothing sometimes, and just walking around.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Do you practice you know, for a couple hours a day or how often?
Yeah, I mean, with school, though, it gets really busy, and so I try to put in the maximum amount of time that I can. And with my schedule, sometimes if I have a performance, I would have liked to practice that night or something, but it's really difficult to. But I try to get in at least 2 hours.
Oh, that's great. Now you're about to enter your senior year. Have you thought about conservatories or universities?
I have. For me, it's not necessarily, oh, well, I want to go to a conservatory versus a university, although I'd like the smaller conservatory setting better. It's more about the teacher and where the teacher is.
Great. Now, I know you've worked with David Sog, and I'm pretty sure he was here, but the bassoonist I know from the symphony has done a lot of work with electronic instruments and experimentation.
Jim Rogers.
Thank you.
Yes.
That was really bothering me because I kept thinking, David, no, that isn't right. It is Jim Rogers.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he was a lot of fun. I'm sure David's been a great teacher for you as well.
He has.
Are there others you'd like to acknowledge?
Well, I wouldn't be here unless the Pittsburgh Concert Society went on, and so I was really fortunate to have that opportunity. But I wouldn't have won the Pittsburgh Concert Society competition if I didn't have a lot of moral support from my family, my parents, my grandparents, my brother Chris, if he's listening. And I guess I can get my Mother's Day gift out of the way and say Happy Mother's Day, Mom and Grandma. So there you go.
Well, thanks, Joseph. Is there anything else you want to say that we may have forgotten to talk about?
Well, I want to tell everybody to come to the Bassoonapalooza concert.
Nice!
There is a Bassoonapalooza club, which just is a bunch of really cool people playing bassoons.
It's other cool people.
Other cool people.
In addition to you.
Yeah.
That's okay.
There's
I just wanted
quite,
to be sure we...
Believe it or not, quite a few.
Yeah.
It's May 16th at 3 o'clock at Coriopolis United Methodist Church.
Coriopolis United Methodist. I love it. Bassoonapalooza.
Bassoonapalooza.
How many bassoons do you think will
a
be
lot.
There? That's nice. What do they call a collective? Is it like an army of bassoons or a gaggle? Or,
I'd go with bassoons. I don't know if there's really another term.
Interesting.
A lot of bassoons.
A lot of bassoons. Well, we're going to listen to a piece featuring you and a pianist. And can you tell us who the pianist is and what you'll be doing?
It's Suzanne Pollack.
You mentioned her before.
Yes. Yeah. And we're playing Caiclin's Bassoon Sonata, the first movement, I believe.
Great. Thank you very much for being here. And thanks again to the Pittsburgh Concert Society for organizing another great series of young artists. You can learn more about the Pittsburgh Concert Society at 412-279-2970 or pittsburghconcertsociety.org.